It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. With me, as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lindy.
How are you today?
I'm really happy that we're dodging a bullet, maybe, eh?
Oh,
with
I am
storm.
Too.
I'm very happy.
We have Becky Mulchey with us today again from Assisting Hands. The three of us were just talking about the storm.
Good morning, everybody.
Are we blessed? Yes, we're
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen. And let's just keep on praying for our friends and family and our neighbors over
anywhere.
In the east coast of Florida and up the eastern seaboard, that this storm just continues to drift to the east and minimal impact.
Yeah, because it's scary. You know, the past couple of days, everybody's running out and getting water and getting battery. It's just this whole atmosphere of fear.
Right, and especially for our caregivers. There's an anxiety of the unknown and what do we do? Should we evacuate? Should we get this? Should we get that? And just the increased tension, I'm seeing that in our clients, of do we stay? Do we go? What do we do? And it just leads back to the importance of having a plan.
Yep, having a plan. And, you know, Lori Smeltzer was supposed to be on the show today, too.
Yes.
And Lori is a certified aging life care professional and patient advocate. And she sent me an email and she said, my agency just fully activated our hurricane preparedness plan protocol for our clients. We have many clients at home who need me and my staff assistance, either gathering their supplies to stay in place or moving them into respite ILs, ALs. It's all hands on deck the next couple of days. I know your listeners will understand that our priority is with our seniors and disabled clients. Most of them don't have any family locally who can assist. That's why we're hired to help them with our disaster. So kudos to Lori and everybody that you know that we deal with that does the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because Lenny couldn't even get gas yesterday.
Yeah, I couldn't get gas yesterday. I was able to get gas at like 5:30 this morning.
Nice.
But I couldn't get it, you know, because you get it and you got to use it. You know, and you're still working and doing stuff and driving around and then the gas tank's going down.
And, you know, Thursday when I took Lois to the store to get, they were already rationing water then. I already had mine, but they were rationing 2 per person.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they got to.
Yeah.
They got to.
Right. And that goes back to our importance of being ready for hurricane season. And just because we dodged this bullet doesn't mean the hurricane season's over, everybody.
Exactly.
I'm
ready. It goes through November 30th.
Yes.
So all those supplies that we've been gathering this week, just tuck them away.
Yeah, don't use them. Just keep them in place.
Yeah, I bought mine in June. All my batteries and that kind of stuff. Because I don't like going and then they say, no, you can't have any.
And you know what's really important, too? It's not just the supplies. Right now, today, if you have a neighbor you haven't seen in a while, just go over and visit with them and see what's going on. Because if you have a senior that's home alone, it doesn't even have to be a senior. And they're fearful, and they don't know where to go. When we had the last hurricane, so there was a bunch of us at my house. I didn't find out until afterwards that my neighbor was in her home by herself, and she said she was scared the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She could have come over by us, or I would have went over there if I knew.
And she would have been happy. She would have gone home and said, oi, we're out of that mess.
Yeah. But really, so if you have a neighbor, check on them, please.
Absolutely.
And it looks like we have the one and only health coach detective Tammy Taylor on the line.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. She's coming. One's hooking us up.
You're not there, Tammy?
No.
Come in, Tammy.
Hello, I'm here.
Yay.
Good afternoon. Yes. How's everybody today?
We're good.
Good, good, good. Well, in light of the approaching hurricane and the fact that we're in the height of hurricane season, today's tip is about stress. And so the never-ending news about a storm's arrival may increase our anxiety, stress, and fear. And it's normal to have difficulty managing our feelings during a major traumatic event. However, if we don't deal with the stress, it can be harmful to our mental and physical health.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they say stress is the number one killer in America.
Yes, it's true. And some stress-related symptoms are tension, headache, digestive problems, high blood pressure, and insomnia. And actually, in the last few days, we all may have experienced some of that.
Yeah.
You know, with this approaching storm. So there's some health tips that we can use to take care of our mental health as well as our families before and after a storm. So first of all, we need to maintain a helpful, hopeful outlook. And so as we're seeing with Dorian, the storm can track and it, you know, wherever it wants to go, and it's constantly changing, and we have days to respond. So, you know, maintaining a hopeful outlook is helpful in managing those stressful symptoms. And then we can do something positive, like check in on a neighbor to make sure they have a plan, because this gives us a sense of purpose. And in a situation like this, it helps us feel like we have a little more control when things are out of control.
And you know, it's a good idea. Maybe you call somebody in your family who's out of town and just say, I'm okay, because they're worried too.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, and there, when we call them, that's another one of these tips, is that we can talk to others about how we're feeling, because a lot of times if we hold it in, just makes it worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I ducked to myself.
Good. That's not so bad unless you do that continually, and I know you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we need to follow our usual daily routine as much as possible. You know, in these days, as the storm is approaching, it's best to keep our daily routine, and in that, to limit our exposure to the repeated news stories.
Yeah.
Because that's actually going to increase stress.
It wears me down.
Yes. Yeah. And then rest. Try our best to rest, get exercise, and eat properly, especially if, you know, in the event that it's actually going to land wherever we are. We need to have been in our best physical condition when that happened.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then spend time with trusted loved ones for support. And, you know, that's always an important thing for stress, whether we're facing a storm or any other kind of stressful situation. And most importantly, we need to recognize that we can't control everything.
Yeah, especially the weather.
Yes. And we're all in this together, which is, you know, a good support, because, you know, communities, they do a lot to prepare, and so we need to know that we're not alone.
Choking.
Yeah.
Very good, Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy, it's interesting you mentioned about the not watching the news continually. They even said that Pinellas County had their commission meeting this morning, and I got online and watched it, and they said, don't sit and watch the TV all day. Check in three times a day.
Right.
Yeah.
See what the status is of the storm, but don't sit there and let it continually
show
on your screen.
Gives you
it
fear,
does.
And you just, I was feeling that myself. I was like, enough, I don't want to watch, I can't watch this anymore.
This morning I put MASH on just to lighten it up.
A little laughter. Well, and I think many of us are, and many of our listeners out there are taking care of someone who may have some cognitive impairment. And it's the same as when you have kids in the house, you don't necessarily keep the news on all the time, because
right.
there's content there that they may not be able to digest like you and I can digest
right.
that story about this big storm is 100 miles away on the east coast of Florida, and we're safe and secure there. But if your children or your elderly with some mild cognitive
don't realize that, right.
moderate cognitive impairment, they just see the bad
right.
and can't put it into the right
place. Yeah, they feel it's
focus.
Right there on the TV. It must be right here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a case like that, it would be best to check on our phone.
Yes.
Because we can use our phone to check status instead of having it on
and
the TV.
Some of
at
us
all.
Can use our phone.
Some of us can use our phone.
Some of us just flip it open and nothing's there.
Well, you know what they say? Some people have a smartphone. Lynn has an old fart phone.
Because she's an old fart.
She's a flip phone. At the station we used to be at before, they used to call her flip.
Yep.
But I have no stress.
There you go.
That is important. It is important to live a stress-free life as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of it that is in our control. And it's good that we're all talking about it, because that's another thing that's important, that we're here talking about it and supporting each other. So our prayers are with the entire East Coast, wherever this storm lands, and, you know, throughout the hurricane season, we're here for everybody. So just count on us to bring you information.
Thanks, Tammy. And our listeners, if you want to get in contact with Tammy, you can go to asharehealth.com. Have a great day, Tammy.
You too. Have a great show.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it is very stressful watching all that news and all that other stuff.
She's also calm.
She is.
Isn't well, she calm?
Tammy has zen. There's just something zen
I know.
About her,
she does.
Wonderful. Well, I got to tell you a cool thing. I got an email yesterday from this woman, and she said, Dear Linda, I have to tell you, since listening to your show, I have found joy in the journey because, as you say, join the journey, go into their world. I was so upset with my mom and every day was so hard. The information and tips you give have taught me so much. I live in the country and was pretty isolated. I could not find a support group, so I started one myself. We listen to the show every week, and then we get together to talk about what we have learned and other suggestions and support to each other. And yes, we all laugh. And now, I can just love on my mother. Thanks,
aww.
Linda.
That's beautiful.
Nice. From Jennifer. And what a wonderful idea. If there's not a support group in your area, you can start your own. Because I'll tell you, I'm not Einstein running a support group. I'm just gathering a bunch of people together to share ideas and
so information you don't feel alone.
And resources. And to know that we're not alone.
Yeah, and listening every Saturday. Or you can listen to it
whenever you want.
Exactly.
Because as you our listeners know, oh, I didn't say hello to our newest listeners today. We have Sandy from Tampa, Kendra from Kenneth City, Sheila from Pennsylvania, and Dorothy from Connecticut.
Welcome, so, ladies.
Welcome.
And like we said, there's always room around the Connecting Caregivers table. You can listen to it live, right, like you are right now, or on Facebook, or on YouTube, or on podcast. And in the next probably 2 weeks, we will be on iTunes and iHeartRadio and a bunch
of... She's going national.
We're getting out there.
Oh, my goodness.
International. So,
it really excites me because the more caregivers I can reach, it's so exciting when, you know, after the show, I go back to my office and there's an email that says, I saved money on my prescription, or I called my mother, or I get that email like I just got now.
Yeah, but what was that statistic you told me this week about how many caregivers there are?
44 million.
Unbelievable.
44
wow.
million. I just did my new website, lindaberhans.com, and that's on the front, and a friend of mine looked at it, and he said, that can't be right. I'm like, what do you mean that can't be right? He's like, that statistic can't be right. That's too large of the population. I said, let me put it this way. This includes people that are helping their spouse or their parents or whatever with their medication, with their doctor's appointment, with their meals. And he said to me, oh, I think there's some people I work with that are caregivers. I said, yeah, I think so.
And be nice to them, Bob.
Yeah. And just know that there are caregivers everywhere. A lot of people are not talking about that. Bernie.
Oh, Bernie. Hi, Bernie.
Hi.
Welcome,
hi.
Bernie.
I'm calling to tell you how we're all wishing that the storm misses you and you don't have any problems down there.
It's supposed to burn.
Pardon?
It's supposed to. It's taking a turn to the east.
Well, that's all our prayers from up here.
It has to be. It's the Canadian Canadians that did it for us.
Yeah, the Canadians are blowing the wind out of the way.
That works for me. That works for me.
And great show, and I want to thank you for all you do for the caregivers. And my mother received a package today. Hoo-hoo, she's all excited. So thanks for you.
I'm excited. Give your mom a kiss for me, and thanks for calling, Bernie.
Yeah, thanks for all you do, you two. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
So how nice is that, Bernie called? And Bernie is one of Lynn's friends from high school. She lives in Canada, and she listens to this show every week. And her mom was just 97, right?
Yes.
So Bernie tells me like 6-8 months ago, my mom gets upset every time she goes to the mailbox because there's only advertisement and bills. So now I send her a card every couple of weeks with whatever adventure Lynn and I are on.
That's awesome.
So she loves you. Got a package today. Oh, I sent her brownies today. But how cool, you know.
And she sent you money
for
Nicholas.
Oh, she sent a donation from when my grandson was in his accident.
And American money.
Yeah, that was very, very kind of her. So we are very blessed. Very blessed. So last week we had a bunch of people on. We talked about fall prevention. And we want to continue that conversation today because I don't think many people realize the seriousness of it.
Yeah, it's something that's near and dear to my heart, Linda. Falls do greatly impact our country. The statistics are just staggering. You know, we have 2.5 million older people, older adults within our country that are treated in emergency departments, emergency rooms across our country for falls. 2.5 million every year.
Wow.
You know, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of expense. And
a whole lot of heartache.
And they say that 2/3 of our hospital expenses are from falls injuries.
Right.
That our seniors
are falling.
Well,
they say the EMT workers, that's the biggest call.
Yes, it is. So, but we've been doing some amazing things here in Pinellas County to help prevent falls.
Let's talk about that.
It really is exciting. So, a little bit over a year ago, a group called SAGES, Seniors Actors Guild, joined with Better Living for Seniors, which is a charitable organization under the Area Agency on Aging for Pinellas and Pasco County.
Which I am very proud to be a part of.
Yes, and I am as well. And under that, a Falls Coalition or Falls Committee meets regularly. And they wanted to do something different, something that would be kind of earth-shattering to help reduce our falls in Pinellas County. And so they joined with SAGES, and SAGES created a play called Denying Gravity.
I saw it. It's awesome.
It's amazing. It's the story of Claire and
Claire's her, just like the rest of us.
She is, and how a fall can trigger a whole spiral effect.
Right.
And what can you do to prevent that fall and prevent that spiral? So the amazing thing was last year, a movie producer saw the play and said, hey, there's something here. And they created a documentary.
So cool.
And it's called Saving Claire, The Story of Denying Gravity. It's by Ames Productions. And it is going to premiere here on September 15th in Pinellas Park.
I can't wait.
And we're really excited about it.
I'm very excited. And you know what? This falls prevention stuff goes back with me a long time ago. Christine Hamacher.
Yes.
We worked together at Harmony and Carol Ware McKenzie, and we were one of the first ones that were going out and doing seminars on fall prevention, took the Matter Balance classes and all that stuff. And to see it come to here is huge.
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
It's amazing. So,
'cause you have a bunch of people that are really dedicated to making a difference.
Yes. And, you know, kudos to our 911 resources here in Pinellas County, our Pinellas Emergency Management Team. We have seen flat numbers on falls calls.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, because we're preventing the fall and preventing the call.
You like that? Preventing the fall and preventing the call.
There's a commercial on TV about that now.
Yeah.
That you don't have to call me because you... Yeah.
Right. So Pinellas County is really excited to look at the statistics so far this year, and our call volume is flat. It has not risen. And that's in an environment where we have more residents here in Pinellas County this year than we did a year ago. So statistically...
It went down.
The rate should be up. They're flat, so really that's a decline. So we're really excited about that. People are learning the tools that they need to reduce falls. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of those
today. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about those things because it's little things we don't think about. I just did a Tuesday tip for caregivers about falls. And I can't tell you how many people responded and said, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that one little thing. And then other people saying, yeah, I know what happened when we were unprepared.
Right. And it's when I go out into families' homes, we do a fall safety assessment. We do a home safety assessment every home we go into. And we'll do that for free for families. If they just want us to come out and do a safety assessment, we'll come out and do that.
Sort of like baby-proofing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, and these are things that no matter what our age, things that we need to be careful of.
Exactly.
Having rugs that don't slip.
The throw rugs are the worst.
Oh,
the throw
awful.
Rugs are the worst. And that's what the woman said to me after the tip. She said, my mother broke her hip from a throw rug.
Yes.
She said you need to get rid of the throw rugs, and you need to have an open space to be able to walk, not a million things all over the place.
Yeah, we're such collectors here in the U.S., and particularly our older generations
well,
tend
some
to be
of them are
keepers.
From the Depression.
Yes.
People
you didn't throw
didn't
anything
have
out.
Anything. They don't throw anything out.
Don't
they don't want to be wasteful.
Out.
And
unlike us.
Unlike us, yeah. Well, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So, you know the story. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit AssistingHands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care.
I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So I know we've talked about this before, but I want to mention this once again, because I think some caregivers have thick skulls. After my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day, and I met with a woman friend of mine, and she said to me, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm doing okay. And she said to me, you know, I'm sick of hearing that, Linda. She said, I have to let you know that when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. And I said, I did what? And she said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said, no, I'm okay. So when people offer to help you, please accept their help, because they love you and they want to help you. That's why they're asking you. And you may not realize it, but by keep saying no to them, you're pushing them away from you when you want them to be there. And second of all, you could be hurting their feelings, because they're just there to help you. So do not steal the joy of your friends, of your neighbors, of your family that want to help you. Sounds good?
Good advice.
Sounds good?
Good advice.
So Becky, before we talk a little bit more about the different things with fall prevention, I wanted you to talk a little bit about assisting hands and what assisting hands does and how they can help.
Thanks, Linda. So at Assisting Hands, we're a licensed home care agency here in the state of Florida. And what that means is we have home health aides, certified nursing assistants, that can come out into the home and help with those daily activities. So they can be anything from doing some light housekeeping, sweeping, vacuuming. We can prepare a meal.
Can they take mom to the doctor's?
Absolutely.
Or to a social event?
Yeah, or just sit and play a game, or let's go for a walk. Let's go to maybe a movie.
Yeah.
Take mom to go walk around Walmart.
Because you know what, it's very hard. A lot of the caregivers, the family caregivers, they're working today. They're working a full-time job. They're trying to take care of mom. They're trying to take care of their family. So the opportunity that someone could just come in and spend them some time with them a couple of days a week for those tasks, it just relieves everybody.
Right. I mean,
and they do bathing too?
Absolutely. We can do bathing. We'll clean up the bathroom afterwards, throw a load of towels or clothes in the washing machine, fold them after they're all done, and make sure they get put away. The thing I tell many of the adult daughters that I meet with is, listen, let us take care of some of those more mundane tasks.
Well, the ones you don't like the most.
Exactly. Like, you know, I don't want to clean the bathroom.
Right.
You know, that's
I don't mind the cleaning, but I couldn't get my husband in the tub.
So everybody's indifferent.
Yeah, so, and that's the beautiful thing, is we adapt the plan to meet the family's needs and meet their budget as well. And so we can do anywhere from just a few hours a day, one day a week, to we can do for the day, overnight.
And there may be a certain time where you just need extra help. You're going out of town to an affair, you know, to something, and you just need somebody to stay with mom for a couple of days.
Right.
And didn't you go with the person sometimes?
Yes.
That is fabulous. Because when you're traveling, it's really hard to travel with somebody.
Well, we recently had a family that, husband and wife, the husband passed. And the son was up in Gainesville area. Mom's here in St. Petersburg. And the husband's wish was to be buried down in the Everglades. And mom can't travel independently. So... And the son was worried about, you know, how do I take mom to the bathroom? when we go on this 2.5 hour trek down to Moorhaven. So we arranged for one of our caregivers to meet him that morning. We got there at 7:30 in the morning, got her all set, had her go bag ready to go with a change of clothes. And 8 o'clock they left, headed down to Moorhaven. We're able to attend the funeral. He could be there to greet people when mom needed to sit and somebody was with her. And then she was there to help her at lunchtime because she needed a little help cutting her food. And so we're just able to, you know, gently be there on the sidelines in the background and then step forward when they needed a little extra assistance.
And you know what's wonderful, too? That's wonderful for mom, because if you have some issues and you need a little help, if you have your buddy with you.
Yes.
You know, the caregivers, I see a lot of them, they get to be like buddies with the people they care for. They're not embarrassed. We many times, not intentionally, but we embarrass our loved ones.
Yes.
And we make them feel, well, we don't make them feel, but it seems like they're inadequate and they can't do this and they can't do that. We want to keep dignity as much as we can.
Right. We don't want them to feel like a child. Mom, do you need to go to the bathroom? You know, mom, let me help you in the bathroom. If you have just that subtle cue of, you know, somebody just right there holding on and helping her get out of her chair and helping her get to the bathroom.
Yeah. And just like I said, too, take her into the movies. My daughter Nicole does hair. And there are some people that the home health care company just brings the woman to come get her hair done and they go out to lunch, you know, or whatever. That maybe the family just doesn't have the time to do that because they're taking care of so many other things.
Right.
And too, and when we talk, too, about the jobs you don't want to do, if you can let somebody else do that, then you get to be the daughter again.
Yes, and then maybe you can take mom to the movie because you don't have to do that load of laundry when you go over to mom's this weekend.
Right, or you didn't have to go to the doctor visit this week or whatever.
Right.
Or Publix or whatever it is.
Right. That's really good. Go stand in those crazy lines.
Yeah, especially with the hurricane. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit more about the fall prevention. We talked a little bit earlier about the throw rugs, which I know is a disaster. And even you said that. You're so happy you don't even have them in your house anymore.
I put one down in my bathroom when I painted it, and it's a real pain in the neck. I'm going to do what everybody else says, hang them on the wall. I'm going to have rugs all over my walls.
You can do that.
Yes.
You can do that. And if you are going to have rugs, because I know we like to have, it's good to have a bath mat when you get out of the tub, because the last thing you want to do is when you're wet and drippy, step onto a slippery floor. So if you do have a rug, make sure it has a good rubber backing.
I always hang mine over the tub.
When you're done.
When I'm done.
So it dries.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Slip on.
Yeah.
Right, and it keeps them clean.
Yeah.
Exactly. That probably is my reason, but I didn't want to say it.
No, we'll admit that one. But some other things that I think are really important, in addition to taking care of our surroundings,
right,
is we have to take care of ourselves, because many of us, as we age, have vision issues. And
sometimes don't even realize it.
You don't.
Because you adapt.
Because it sneaks up on you.
Yep.
Yes. So, and one of the first things that goes, and on the radio here, I have to explain it, but when you look down, you lose that vision as you age. So
right,
that peripheral vision of down and to the side, it slowly starts to telescope in.
Yeah, and it's like tunnel vision.
Yes. So first you lose the lower vision, then you start losing your lateral vision on either side. So it's important to get regular eye exams. It's important to be aware of that, so you're setting things within mom or dad's or husband's wife's footpath, because they may not be able to
clearly see it, right,
without bending their head and looking down. So that vision path and knowing what you're dealing with, and get a feel from the doctor. The other thing that people don't think about, but hearing is very important and can be related to falls. So it's important to have regular hearing exams. Don't be afraid to go get that hearing exam and maybe get a hearing aid if
and
you need one.
And turn it on.
And turn it on.
But
and
why?
Keep the batteries.
Why is that the fact?
Because when you walk and you move, you use all your senses.
Okay.
And if you take away one of your senses, like hearing,
just part of balance.
It's just part of balance.
Yeah.
It's part of balance. And that leads me to my last one, that's mobility. We've got to keep our mobility. We got to keep moving. There are some wonderful programs out there. Tai Chi is wonderful. Just getting out
matter
and walking
balance.
Every day.
Parkinson's, boxing.
Yes.
Plenty of stuff today.
Get out, move, walk. Do your stretches. We don't do our
just
stretches
stretch.
In,
right.
in
so
the
simple.
Morning and at night. Make sure you're stretching your body and moving your muscles. And before you get up, make sure you're, you know, getting everything woken up and
drink
and
some water when
move.
You first wake up, too. That's really important. And I this is what I say to my people all the time. If you rest, you rust. And you need to move to lube.
Yes.
And it's true.
Yeah.
You need to do that stuff.
I know with my husband, the worst was getting out of the chair and taking off. Instead of standing up and getting your balance and your awareness and then going. I used to have a big sign on his walker, slow down. Of course, he didn't read it, but because that was what he'd do. He'd take off and he'd fall.
Yeah, well, how many, and you got to think about it.
How many seniors do you think they got to rush for? They have no reason to rush. They have nothing else to do. They got to rush for the phone. They got to rush for the door. They got to chill. Some of them, you know, they want to rush so much, they don't even use the walker.
Yeah, you got to have phones right by them, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you also have to keep in mind, make your regular doctor's appointments. There are different deficiencies you can have in your diet or in your vitamins. So there's vitamins deficiencies that can cause falls.
Really?
Yes.
Like?
Yes, vitamin D in particular.
I take that.
I do, too.
Me, too.
So
for
vitamin
the bones.
D is a appropriate one, yes, and you got to make sure you're keeping your bone density up. So the importance of having a bone density check, because we are all going to fall. Gravity is part of our nature, and we're going to have falls, but it's how strong your bones are will determine how well you recover from a fall.
And did you know that 65% of people that wear Vox socks fall less?
That's amazing.
You know, I love the Vox socks. I got involved with them probably a year and a half ago, with the socks, the insoles, the patches, and I'm a tripper.
Yeah.
It's just I've always been a tripper. Lynn knows it. Sometimes I've fallen down
day
and
tripper.
really hurt myself. And I was like a little bit cocky about it, and I said to the Vox people, I don't have any issues. And they're like, do us a favor, Linda, wear it for 24/7 for 21 days, then take it off and tell me you have no issues. And I did that. And right when I took it off, a couple hours later I tripped. And then my night hot flashes came back. Neither I had before. So I whipped that patch on me so quick. But I have seen, you know, my aunt doesn't need to use her walker in the house anymore.
It's amazing.
I've seen my friend Michelle with her dad with his cane. He was like so stumbling with his cane. And now he walks with his cane like he's Charlie Chaplin flipping that cane.
It's more style than...
Yeah, it's very cool.
Can function. I just say... In yeah. case she's listening, my cousin Janet, we're working on Gary's socks.
Yeah, because we need to get them for everybody, because they really do work if you just wear them.
Well, especially if you have
them.
Diabetes and...
Well, you know what the thing is, too? Vox Vox is a technology. It's a high-performance technology, and what it does is it touches the neurons in your body and travels up to your brain and brings your brain into homeostasis.
Yes.
And when your brain is in homeostasis, yeah, you got your patch on, I got mine on. When you
see how smart I
when
got
you're
lately?
In homeostasis, then your body can do what it's made to do. What it's made to do. So think about that. You can go to caregivers.voxlife.com. And just look into that, because I've seen people that their mobility has helped. I've seen people go off some pain medication, a lot of stuff that we don't need. And that's another thing, too, with falls, medications.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I think it's really important to sit down with your doctor and with your pharmacist. Keep all your prescriptions with one pharmacy.
Exactly.
And then sit down with your pharmacist and say, okay, this is when I take this medication and I take this medication. Are there any interactions here that I need to be aware of? And does it make sense that I'm on so many things?
Right.
Now, do you know that I went to fill a prescription after I'd gone to the doctor, and my pharmacist says, you can't take that, which was wonderful.
Yeah, it's
important. Lots of times the pharmacist is really the one that can really look at it, especially if you go to more than one doctor.
Well, they know more drugs than anybody.
That's their job. That's their job is to know the chemical interactions and the contradictions that can happen there.
Yeah.
And it really comes into the time of day when you take them. Some things you may be able to take both drugs, but you need to take one at one time of the day
right.
and
right.
one at a different time of day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's really important to think about that. So if your loved one is all of a sudden on a new medication and it just seems like they're a little unstable, think about that. Pay a little bit more attention. Anytime your loved one goes on a new medication or goes off a new medication, goes off an old medication, be very conscious of what's going on, because many times I don't think your loved one will realize it. But we need to use your eyes to see what's going on and pay attention to that.
Right, right.
So where's Saving Claire coming up?
So we have two showings on the books. The first one's going to be on Sunday, September 15th. That's going to be over at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center.
We'll be there.
At 2 p.m. Yep, I'm going to be there as well. And there will be some great resources. There's a goodie bag that Pinellas County 911 is putting together that's going to have some wonderful fall prevention resources in it. And there will be some of our local sponsors in the area will be there. And then also on September 25th at 7 p.m. in the evening down at Miller Auditorium at Eckerd College.
That's so cool. And Christine told me yesterday that they're coming up with some screenings in October also.
We're working on more venues. We're working on more venues.
And it doesn't cost anything?
It is free, 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 free.
See?
And you know what? It's a little education with a little laugh.
Yes.
You know, a little laugh always helps with anything. And I think sometimes, too, something like that, you could see when Lynn and I went to see the show, you see friends sitting next to each other talking like, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, that didn't make sense. Or like, that's you. You're the one that thinks after I fall, now I can jump out of the bed and mm-hmm. I'm fine in 10 minutes, you know, kind of thing. So it's really interesting. All right, time to hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away. We will be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And you know what it means when you hear those horns? It means get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I have lots of stuff going on now. It's getting to that time of year.
Well, plus
right?
The snowbirds are coming back.
Exactly.
So then everything picks up.
It does. On September 4th at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with registration at 9:30, Arden Courts of Largo is having a free dementia education seminar. For more information, call 727-559-8411.
Knowledge is power.
And then on September 4th again from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Arden Courts of Largo is having a free dementia education seminar with guest speaker Eileen Polly?
Yeah.
Please RSVP by calling 727-559-8411. Then on September 14th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Arden Courts of Seminole will be having a community yard sale with all of the proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. For more information, call 727-517-7800.
My caregivers are so glad because we have a support group there that day. So they're like, oh, we can come to the support group and then go to the garage, the yard sale.
How are they doing that? The community's bringing in stuff
to
sell?
Yeah, people, and like any people that have stuff, if they want, they just hook up with them and they're going to donate it or whatever.
Oh, that's a good idea. Get rid of some stuff that nobody else wants and someone might.
Yeah.
And then on September 25th at 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the University Area Community Center in Tampa is the Fearless Caregiver Conference. Breakfast is included. Our Linda Burhans will be one of the speakers. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
To register, please call 954-362-8126.
Very cool. And I also want to say that the Field of Honor in Seminole is coming up soon with my Kiwanis group. So we'll have a Field of Honor. The flags will be up for a month. It's a 3x5 flag, and you can purchase one for $35. Well, you don't purchase the flag. The flag is put up, and there's a streamer on there for your loved one, and it says the years they were in service, the branch of service. This year, we're expecting 400 flags. Started the first year with, like, 24. A lot of manpower, a lot of work to do.
It's a beautiful sight,
but it is, and so I'm very excited.
But didn't they run out last year that you couldn't get it?
Yeah,
we
couldn't even last
year. I've got to do that, Lenny.
So, yeah, I just did one for my dad and for my husband, and I'll be working very hard with the flags. But think about that. The information will be on my website. It's just a wonderful way to honor somebody.
It is.
It just looks good.
And it is beautiful.
It is very beautiful. So, Becky, if people want to come to see these shows, do they need tickets?
I recommend that you get there early. There's no reserved seating at the Pinellas Park venue. So doors are going to open at 1:30. The show's at 2. But if they want to come get a ticket, we do have some tickets here that I'm going to leave at the radio station today.
Perfect.
So if people want to stop by and get one, they can do that.
I'll take some with me for my support groups.
It's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
September 15th at 2 p.m.
Yeah. And then we were talking, too, when we were on break. Let's talk about other people being able to see this shows, other screens of this shows. What can people do about that if they want to show it at their church or their Kiwanis or whatever?
Your park.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're interested in showing this in your community, give us a call at Assisting Hands at 727-748-4211. And I'll come out and do a showing. I mean, if you've got 10 people that'll get together, I'm happy to come out. We will have the video available after September 15th, and we'll come out and do a watch party.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. You know, it might be a good idea just to get some neighbors together and say, hey, let's go to our clubhouse.
Especially my neighborhood.
Yeah. We will have to talk to Lois and whatever powers it be.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
we're
that's
there.
Really good. So, Becky, can you please repeat your phone number and your website?
Yes, you can come see us at assistinghands.com/Pinellas. And our phone number again is 727-748-4211.
And what's the website for Saving Claire?
Saving Claire, you can go to thrivinginplace.net. And you'll see the current showings that we have on the books for September. We're working on our October and November dates. So.
And you can help us fill those dates.
Yes.
So just let us know, let Becky know if you want to do a screening or anything. Now I'm going to ask you guys to go to Connecting Caregivers Radio and nominate a caregiver because we're going to have the winner the week after next. It's very simple. I'd like you to go just to my new site just to check it out, lindaburhans.com.
It's beautiful.
Now that we've revamped everything, it's very exciting. If you can go to YouTube and subscribe to our page, it's great. And please go to Facebook to Connecting Caregivers Radio and like our page. But make sure you don't do it the way Lynn does it. You know, when I kept saying that on the radio all the time, like the page, and I kept saying, Lynn, you didn't like my page. You didn't like my page. She'd be like, oh, what do you want me to do? I look at it. I say, I like it. I like it. So there is a button that you have to put
yeah.
that says like.
That thumbs
it's
up.
That thumb. I didn't know that.
You can do a heart or whatever. But go there. There's a lot of information. My Tuesday's Tips for Caregivers is there. Every Tuesday I give a tip, like a two-minute tip, and people are telling me they really love it because they can get some good information in a short period of time. Because I know caregivers do not have a lot of time just to be doing whatever they want to do. So it's really important. And it's been fun to do them and very exciting. So like I said, in the next couple of weeks, we will be on more venues for you to hear us. We'll be on iTunes and iHeartRadio and all sorts of good stuff. So I'm very excited. So please go to lindaburhans.com and check it out. You'll see the show, the tips, the weekly blog, our wonderful partners, and a lot of good things. Oh, my Good Morning Seminole pictures we have on there now.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool, too.
And it's very nice to look at. It's easy.
That's good. I'm glad. I wanted to be easy. I wanted to be bright.
I got it.
You got
it. I did. I went, oh, I know how to do that. Press that button. Do that. Do this. I was very proud of myself.
You've come a long way, baby.
I know it.
Well, Becky, thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure,
you know how much
Linda.
I appreciate you. It's great to be working with you in all the different ways we do. It really means a lot.
Oh, it's absolutely our pleasure
at
Assisting Hands.
And you're a favorite here.
Thank you.
Yes, you are a favorite here. Thanks so much to my listeners. I know it's not easy always to just listen whenever you want to. I'm glad whenever you listen. I am so respectful and blessed to have this show and to have you as listeners. And if there's any way I can help in any way, please feel free to contact me. Because if I don't have the answer, I know someone that has the answer. I guarantee I can find an answer or a solution. Or if not, we will figure out one. And that happens every single day, and that really excites me. So remember, God loves you all the time. We'll see you next week, and have a delicious day.
Got a friend.